healthy life.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, opening the show with my friend Ron Hera. You know, Ron is somebody who I got to know probably, what, 6 or 7 years ago, and he has done nothing but get bigger and bigger and bigger in the investment community during that period of time. He's a really good guy. He's a very bright guy. His newsletters are fantastic. If you don't subscribe to him right now, you really need to do that. We are recording this entire show from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington, and I have to tell you, this is, in my opinion, one of the best shows out there. A lot of enthusiasm, good-sized crowd without being unmanageable. It's a fun time.
Okay, the Silver Summit is a unique venue. This is a show where you have high-net-worth individuals, a lot of very smart investors here. So this is a completely unique situation. It's a completely focused on silver.
Absolutely, totally. Having said that, Ron, you're probably unaware of this, but very, very shortly we have an election coming up. And I know you don't like to talk politics. I enjoy talking politics. I've made a lot of good friends, but I've also made some enemies in that area. My liberal friends basically patronize me by saying, you know, you don't know what you're talking about in terms of not supporting the president. Having said that, I'm of the mind, Ron, that this election is very, very important. And the reason I'm saying that is because I think you have two very different agendas. Now, on the surface, not on the surface, a little below the surface, one could say, well, maybe there's really not much difference between the two candidates, you know. But I would have to maintain that there is. I think that the president's agenda is very big government, socialistic, et cetera, and I think at least with Mitt Romney, he's saying it's just the opposite. What do you think?
Well, first of all, neither one of these candidates is going to break up the too big to fail banks, put back Glass-Steagall, or regulate OTC derivatives strictly. So the three problems that basically caused the financial crisis are not going to be fixed by either of these men. So the choice you're making is whether you want things to get worse more quickly or more slowly.
All right. More quickly or more slowly? I don't know. My premise is, I'm sure Barack Obama's a decent guy. You know, a lot of people would say, no, he's not. But as a human being, I think he's probably a decent person. He really believes what he believes, etc. Okay, and what he believes is government needs to take care of those people who can't take care of themselves. I'm not of that mind.
Well, and it's a perfect system because the government keeps creating more and more people who can't take care of themselves.
Exactly. Interesting point. I mean, if you were to call this thing right now, and then I want to get into the banking situation, but if you were going to call this thing right now, you think Romney's got a chance?
Yeah, Romney will win the election.
You think he'll win the election?
Yes.
You know, I found it interesting. I watched the debate last, I guess it was Monday night, and the accounts of the winner and loser was so absolutely hilarious in the mainstream media on Tuesday, in the sense that USA Today called Obama a clear winner. Everybody else called Romney a clear winner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, are we ever going to get a straight answer?
Well, you can have a socialist or you can have a banker.
I agree 1,000%. You know, I'm also of the mind, and you and I were talking earlier about what would it take to actually solve the problem, the economic crisis that the world is in? I personally think that kicking the can down the road, using the simplistic description, is the wrong thing to do. I think we need to rebuild the house. We need to remodel the house. People have to take their lumps, but I think long term, that's the only way this thing is going to be solved.
Well, we need a new currency system.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, we have to do something about the banks. I mean, we still have too big to fail banks, and we still have unsound banks. I mean, the QE3 is basically removing toxic assets from bank balance sheets and handing banks cash. Now, the only problem with this, in other words, preserving the balance sheets of banks, not allowing banks to fail, which is what should happen in a free market, the problem with this is that it's actually redistributing money over the economy, and that's causing a redistribution of purchasing power and ultimately a redistribution of wealth, basically two banks from everybody else, especially savers. And the main problem with that is that savings is the real engine of small business creation. I mean, at the Fed, Bernanke, for example, they believe that they want to improve bank balance sheets so that they can increase lending to small businesses, because small businesses rely on bank credit for operations and for expansion, and that's absolutely correct. What they're missing, however, is that the engine of small business creation is actually savings, and they're destroying savings through all of this monetization, basically money printing, to put it colloquially. So that is going to cause continued unemployment. In other words, the employment picture, I mean, regardless of what the government statistics say, the actual employment situation will not improve because you don't have small business creation, and you won't as long as savings continue to be destroyed by the Fed.
I personally agree with Romney, for example, when he says that keeping the Bush tax cuts, as they're euphemistically called, in place will actually help drive small businesses. Okay, the Democratic side of the aisle says you're absolutely crazy. Everybody needs to pay their fair share. Well, I agree everybody needs to pay their fair share, but you know, the argument seems to miss on one very important point, and that is the absolute numbers of the quote-unquote wealthy that they pay in taxes. Forget about percentages. Let's talk about absolute numbers. Those numbers are huge. I mean, the majority, far and away the majority of the revenues for the federal government in the United States come from a very small percentage of the population. Okay, I think that going along with what you're saying about savings, I think that if the tax cuts are dropped, I think that's going to kill small business. How do you feel about that?
You're saying if the tax cuts are left in place, that will help small business, or it will harm small business?
I believe if the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts, are left in place, that will help small business.
I agree, because you know the tax burden falls disproportionately on the middle class. I mean, and I say disproportionately insofar as you need to have savings. The middle class actually is linked to this idea of where the engine of small business creation is. So if you don't have savings and you don't have a middle class, small business is a middle class phenomenon. So this is a problem. If you go after the middle class as a tax base or as a captive customer base from the point of view of some of the large companies like the banks, for example, this actually harms the economy because it destroys small businesses. It short circuits the engine of creation for small businesses. So you don't have economic growth. You don't have jobs. And that's exactly where we are.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. How do you think this thing is going to play out, Ron?
Well, I think that the policies we have today, basically, we have direct government control over the economy, we have monetization by central banks, not just the Fed, this is happening in Europe too, and we have interventions into the economy in order to do things like support the banking system or the stock market or the treasury market. So these are the new rules of what I think of it as a new economic paradigm. In other words, we had a big crash in 2008. This is the post-crash universe, where the three defining factors are intervention, direct government control over the economy, and monetization. Now, that could be the status quo for a long time. The problem, however, is that in that scenario, the average citizen is becoming poorer and poorer and poorer. We don't have a crisis here in the United States because social welfare programs are still expanding. In Europe, they have austerity, so you have total chaos. And that is ultimately the result that we will have here.
I find the situation to be terrifying. I find the situation under the current philosophy of our leaders to be unsolvable. Kicking the can down the road is eventually going to lead to absolute chaos. Something has to be done, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's exactly, we will have a political crisis at some point.
Sad situation. Real quick, you got about 30 seconds left here, 45 seconds. Talk a little bit about your newsletter.
Well, I cover resource investing. I cover the whole resource space, but mainly I focus on precious metals, gold, silver, platinum group metals. And I publish a monthly resource company analysis that represents my own research for my own investments. And I publish all my portfolio changes, everything I buy and sell.
Not all, but a certain portion of Ron Harris' material will be published on our site beginning immediately. Take a look at it.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Good day, Peter Kranchnumble from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, you have to admit, Ron Hare is a very, very interesting guy. You know, I'm reading his stuff on a regular basis right now, and Hare Research LLC is something that I find to be very, very educationally important to me. It's a good way for me to keep a total perspective on what's going on in the markets. I have a gentleman with me right now who's been on the show before. He's from Lansing, Michigan. His name is Patrick Heller. Patrick is a coin dealer, numismatics.
Yes.
And that is something that I'm getting more and more intrigued in. I've never talked to you about this in the past, Patrick, but my parents left me kind of a nice little gold coin collection, primarily foreign stuff, but also some nice U.S. stuff. I was going over it the other day, and I started thinking to myself, you know, next time I see Patrick, I really need to talk about should Al and Kathy Corlin get more involved in rare coins?
Okay. Well, the answer to that question is maybe.
There you go.
And I'll give you a good reason for that. My company was founded in 1971 by a guy named Bill Bradford. During the 1970s, as he bought collections, he would ask sellers more information about their experience with doing so. And his anecdotal research is that people who began collecting coins and really got interested in it and started studying the history and a lot of other things about it, and did so for at least 5 years, made profit over 90% of the time when they sold. On the other hand, there were a number of sellers who said, I think investing in rare coins is a good idea. I don't really want to know about it. I just want to make money investing in it. And that over 90% of those sellers lost money.
That's interesting. Well, why, I guess, is the logical question there.
It has to do with the studying, in effect, the mini markets, you might say, within the hobby. Studying quality of coins, because the quality of what you have affects value. And also determining, though there's such things as the higher the quality, the higher the price goes. And there are certain natural breakpoints where there's a high demand in collectors because the price in the next grade up jumps a lot. Whereas if you buy the higher price coin, there isn't that much of a market for it among collectors. So a collector will tend to learn those kind of things over time, and people just want to invest in it, just ask for recommendations from a dealer who has an incentive to try to make a higher profit selling whatever they have on hand and not necessarily having the best interest of the collector at heart.
Patrick, you know, I have known you for probably half a dozen or so years. You've been in business for close to 40 years now. Actually, a little bit over 40 years, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been a coin collector for 48 years now and a coin dealer for 31 years.
Well, I mean, if you split the difference, I guess I was fairly close. But, you know, I'm a real believer in diversification, okay? And I think everyone needs to have a certain amount of stock. I think everyone needs to have a certain amount of bullion, whether it's silver or gold, et cetera. But I would have to say that numismatics probably should fit into that reality for me.
It is one of the things to consider. If you have an interest in precious metals, you have a head start, so to speak, because you're aware of the tangible values of the items. If you have a fascination with history, with artistry, with economics, you can appreciate what might make one item rare and another one common. And with a little bit of studying, you can say, this has unusually nice quality for the era in which it was issued. And another piece, you might say, well, they were all made perfect and they're all still around, so they're not so rare. So if you're a bullion investor, you are somewhat predisposed to be ready to be a coin collector who can make the wise choices in what kinds you collect.
How liquid is your particular, the market that you work in? If someone, for example, has a cash call, for lack of better terms, and they need to liquidate within, let's say, a 30-day period. Talk to me about that.
Most of it would be liquid almost instantly. Some of it would be slower if it's in a more obscure area of the market. It's not as liquid as bullion products outright, and you do have wider spreads between the buy and sell price. So those are things that everybody needs to keep in mind, saying, is this appropriate for me? And I, even with coin collectors, I do recommend that they have some percentage of their holdings just in bullion-priced items so that if you have the unexpected event where you must sell something, you're better off selling the bullion because you can get back in later with a smaller buy-sell spread. There are some rare coins that if you buy a piece and have to sell it, you could look for 10 years and never be able to find a replacement.
Let me ask you this. Is numismatics kind of a combination, and I'm just kind of listening to everything you're saying closely, I might add, is numismatics kind of a combination of, number one, let me say, an effective place to put a portion of your capital, number one, and number two, a place where you can really have some fun?
It definitely is an area you can have a lot of fun.
That's what I'm thinking.
And having the fun with it helps you become the collector that's knowledgeable, and you make astute purchases, and then also it helps you be an astute seller, because you may see a cycle for a particular part of your collection saying, this price for these items is too high now. I still like them, but it's a good time to sell. Whereas somebody that's an investor may not really particularly pay attention to the cycle and say, it's a good time to sell now. A lot of collectors do end up loving their collection so much that their intention is to never sell it. But the smart thing is that no one else other than the collector will have the knowledge about their collection to be able to sell it for the best prices.
Let's take a hypothetical case. We've got about 2 minutes here. And the hypothetical case is this. Somebody walks into your store in Lansing, Michigan, okay, and they say, you know, I'm very, very intrigued with numismatics. I want to dabble a little bit. Here's $2,500. What do you tell them?
Well, you ask for more information about their time frame. Generally, with rare coins, it's a minimum of 3 to 5 years holding period. With their comfort level, it's an area of a little greater risk, but has more potential gain than you could gain on bullion items. And then you try to find out what areas are of interest to them, such as, is it United States or foreign or gold or silver or something of relevant history to some part of their background. A lot of customers have some idea what they want, and if they ask us for suggestions, we can sit down and show them that this would be a good value and this would not, so you could see both sides of it, what to look for and what to avoid.
Interesting point. We're going to put a banner up for Patrick on our website for those of you who are interested in numismatics. I don't do this stuff right away. I don't put up banners right away, but I've known Patrick for about 6 years. It's been pretty much a very, very comfortable relationship. This is not investment advice. Let me just say that Big Al trusts this guy. If you want more information on numismatics, remember, I'm not an expert. You've got to go to people like Patrick Heller. Click on his banner. Get all the information you want. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we are still at the Silver Summit. This entire program is originating from the Silver Summit over here in Spokane, Washington. Boy, I'll tell you, got John Kaiser with me right now. John, I don't know if you feel the same way that I do. Probably not, because you live in Contra Costa County, where the sun always shines. But we're getting some winter up here, man.
Yeah, I was amazed that they said, oh, it's going to be 37 degrees when we landed last night. And I said, oh, that's not quite the 60 that we're still having in the Bay Area.
Kathy and I went out jogging yesterday afternoon, and I'll tell you, I wish I had gloves and a hat. I mean, it's getting chilly up here. Markets are kind of chilly right now, too, John. The resource sector right now is waffling. Most of our portfolio, fortunately, is in the green. But, you know, we're not seeing huge gains with any particular companies right now. I think people are standing on the sidelines because they're not really sure what, if any, difference the election results are going to make. They're not really sure what's going on economically, et cetera. What are your views on that?
Well, the post-crash rebound that began in April 2009 effectively ended 2 years later in April 2011, and we have been pretty much in a downtrend in the resource sector since then. We had a brief blip in September when QE3 kicked in, but even that has worn off. We're now seeing evidence that China is slowing down, bogged down by America's failure to get rolling again, and, of course, the European problems, which seem to be spiraling into a recession. The outlook now seems to be we might have a three-way Republican victory, and we enter into an age of austerity where we take the U.S. economy down deep to flush all the badness out of it, take the rest of the world down deep, and the expectation, of course, is that this will be very negative for base metals, precious metals, absolutely everything, which is why everybody's just sitting on their wallets right now in cash, $8.7 trillion in American household savings deposits right now.
What do you think the odds are of taking the American economy deep into the cellar and rebuilding it. What do you think the odds of that action actually occurring in the short term to midterm? What do you think the odds are? Let's take it for 7 years.
Yeah, we've had 4 years of deleveraging where total debt, American household debt, has actually declined. This is about the time it takes after a major financial crisis such as we had in 2008. We are seeing evidence that the real estate market has stabilized. The $7 trillion net real estate equity that evaporated in 2008, that was a hideous reverse wealth effect. But now we actually see real estate prices rising, housing starts are rising. Unemployment has declined. Even the manufacturing sector, although it stalled in the last couple of years, added nearly 500,000 jobs since 2010 after losing about
a half
million.
A million. Yeah. The Obama administration is taking credit for adding about a half a million new jobs to the economy, but unfortunately, as you brought out, that was on the heels of a two-year major decline in employment of almost that same amount. I agree with you on the housing sector. I think evidence is there that the housing sector is coming back slowly. I think if anyone were to try to call a bottom in it, now would be probably about the time in that. The question that I have more, though, about employment, John, is I did a little bit of independent research, and the median family income in the United States over the past 4 years has gone down, not substantially, but it has gone down. So I don't know, the enthusiasm that you have for the employment, perhaps the manufacturing sector coming back, I'm not sure that at this point in time I would share that.
There are good reasons to expect manufacturing to undergo a renaissance. One is the shipping distances between Asia and now are very long. Oil prices are not going to be cheap. Even if we have our shale oil revolution, oil is fungible. It will trade at the price that the world price is. We have potential instability in the Middle East that could result in further supply shocks from that. So having your manufacturing close to your target markets is going to be good. The Chinese cost of production is rising. As their middle class emerges, they insist on quality of life rather than quantity of life. No more dumping emissions into the local neighborhood. Workers want health and safety. They want all those things we take for granted over here, where we here want to sort of turn the clock back a bit on that and deregulate things so that we can be a little bit more like China. But there's such a wide gap that that's not going to happen anytime soon. In addition, the shale gas revolution has created a glut of natural gas, which has resulted in very cheap electricity and a long-term stable supply of electricity. That asset China does not have. It has high energy costs. So there's a number of strategic reasons to reshore manufacturing either to the United States or perhaps to our neighbors to the south. So I'm optimistic that trend will continue.
I can't remember specifically when it was, but in the not-too-distant past, we did a show, and our guest at the time was also, interestingly enough, was Paul Van Eden. And Paul shares your opinion on that, which I think is very, very interesting. I don't think Big Al is quite there yet, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I think my time frame might be a little bit different. John, you specialize in resource companies. I've been investing in resource companies for the past 35 years, you know, I still think it's a pretty darn good place to be. What are your comments on that?
I issued a new bottom fish list on July 13th in the expectation that we would probably be bottoming in the last quarter. So I wanted to give my readers a heads up. Here are the companies that are going to be the survivors in the junior resource sector, and you should be treating this malaise in the market as an accumulation window. Personally, I think even if we have a three-way Republican sweep, we are not going to have an austerity-type program. We're going to have pretty much what Obama has already done with perhaps a little bit less taxation. And the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, have no desire to crush this uptrend that is underway. So I think we're going to see the United States flourish. It's going to toll China out of this slowdown that it's in, and it's going to help stabilize Europe. So I'm quite pumped about where America is headed, provided we do not go into a let's create a depression to flush out the badness type mentality.
Well, I have to tell you, and I'm not saying this, John, because we're sitting here chatting, but you and Van Eden are probably two of the brightest guys who I know. So I put a lot of credence in what you're saying right now. You know, in terms of getting back to the exploration stage mining companies, which is certainly where my interest is, and that's certainly where your expertise is, I am happy to say that finally most of the companies in our portfolio are in the green. And let me be perfectly specific. When I say in the green, over the past 6 months is specifically what I mean.
That must mean they're not bottom fish recommendations.
I think they are bottom fish recommendations.
Well, then they're at the bottom. They can't be in the green. They will be in the
green. Let me give you a couple of examples. You know, I just bought Oryx Minerals. I think that's one of your bottom fish companies. I guess I need to be a little more specific on my time frame, but I would have to say, though, that really things are looking better right now for me in our portfolio in that area than they were 4 or 5 months ago.
But Al, you're using math. Most of my bottom fish are also in the green, but the percentage is no more near what I'm looking for. I'm looking for 200, 300, 500% rebounds off these bottoms. We're sitting on like maybe 10, 15, 20%, and that's not meaningful for me. I still call that red.
John, let me tell you, semantics are it's a very interesting concept, but no, I have to say I agree with you. But when I have a company that, let's say, I bought at 15 cents and it fell down to, at one time, 4.5 cents, you know, and now we're back up to 10 or 11 cents, to me, I will say, I don't want to say I'm sleeping any better at night, I probably am, but I'd have to say, to me, that's the beginning of a reversal. You got the final word, my friend?
I think metal prices are probably stable. They haven't collapsed. The game here is, are they going to stay at these levels, in which case we get a major inflection upwards for existing ounces and pounds in the ground. The other big story that's coming is the shift to discovery exploration, because if metal prices are stable, you need to start looking for deposits that have good grade and good size. And one area that I think is going to boom is the United States itself, which has been an exploration pariah for the past 20 years. That's where you should be placing your bets.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Duncan Cameron is joining Marshall Barrel and myself right now. You all know who Marshall Barrel is. Duncan is a very, very interesting guy, involved certainly in the precious metals industry. He lives in Australia, if I'm not mistaken, New Zealand. Well, you know, they're both one and the same to us, ignorant Northwestern Americans, for lack of better terms.
They arrived above the galleys to that part of the world. We arrived above, they arrived below the galleys. That's what we joke.
There you go. And, you know, that's probably very true, huh, Marsh? Having said that, Duncan, you're new on the show. You and I spent a fair amount of time chatting off the air. Tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about yourself. Take a couple of minutes and a little bit about your company.
Right. Okay. Look, Anglo Far East is an international bullion custodian. We've been around for 20 years. We actually call ourselves the original bullion custodian. We made an award-winning movie in 1998 for telling the crash in 2008, and on it we featured Ron Paul and various other well-known people. And you're welcome to go onto our site and download and actually look at that movie. And so we simply said that it's not enough to be buying gold and silver. You need to think about where are you going to position it. Most people think that buying it is the smart move, and they buy equities and they buy gold bars and silver coins, but they've not really thought through the process of what happens later on down the line when governments turn very nasty towards their people. And I think the best example of that is when Charlie Munger made bad reference to uncivilized for gold people. But Charlie Munger was born in 1924, and that was the year that Lenin died and Stalin came into power. That was the year that Hitler went to prison to write Mein Kampf. That was the year the Greeks went into a basket case, and Bendito was elected to the fascist right. And yet 14 years out from that, would you have called anyone uncivilized to have been buying gold and silver? So we're not saying that don't own gold coins and bars, but you need to think about owning precious metals outside your own country. You need to have access to it. So we have a company based in Panama, but vaulting in Switzerland, and you can get your money out at any time. In cash, you could even come and pick up your bars if you want. Serial numbered, allocated, and using an international third-party company called Grant Thornton. We also have a trust company calling over it, so we're pretty obsessed about third-party transparency and the fact that the foxes are not guarding the hen house. But really, it's people need to think about what's going to happen in the next 10 years, not now as to whether it's uncivilized or not.
No question about that. Marshall, we are a in a free market system. I want you to tell, if you would, our listeners a little bit about Encompass Fund. You don't need to spend quite as much time as Duncan did, simply because you've been on the show a bazillion times and everybody knows about it. Your banner is on our website. Real quick, Encompass Fund.
Thank you, Al. Encompass Fund is a no-load mutual fund. The ticker symbol is ENCPX, Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray, that can invest in any size company, any industry. Having said that, during the close to 6.5 years of its existence, the Encompass Fund has been primarily invested in resource companies, the precious metals, gold and silver, the industrial metals such as copper, and various aspects of the energy industry. And we're invested primarily in the smaller companies because we're looking for long-term capital growth. And we've had some excellent success, and other periods of time, because of the volatility of the markets, the success has not been as good as other times.
Well, markets are very volatile. Having said that, gentlemen, Duncan and Marshall, we have an election coming up. I think it's a very important election. I think it's one of the most important elections, presidential elections, of my lifetime. I don't necessarily want to talk about the election per se, but I want to talk about the implications and the actions that you're recommending people take over the next few years. Duncan, you want to start?
Well, I think the biggest thing people need to be looking at is the fact that currency is being debased. And so it doesn't matter which president is elected in the USA. The reality is that money printing seems to be the only way out, because you either ask your voters to live within their means or to be taxed more, and that just doesn't seem to get anybody voted. So we'll watch America print money, we'll watch Japan print money, we'll watch the Brits print money and the Euro print money, and at the end of the day, your currency, your savings are just going to get debased. So we advocate you buy silver, you buy gold, because that is your protection against the debasement of currency, and that momentum is going to pick up pace at an ever more increasing. So it doesn't matter which president gets in, they're all playing off the same playbook.
What do you think about that, Marshall? They're all playing off the same playbook. I have a tendency to kind of agree, although I have decided, and I went on record last weekend on the show, as saying I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. I'd love to write in Ron Paul. I do not want to see the Democrats retain power, though, in our government. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think certainly each person decides for themselves who they think will be the best person to be president, and it's either going to be Romney or Obama. Other candidates just are not going to make it, whether they deserve to or not. We think that, yes, there is a continued devaluing, debasing of the currencies, paper money, whether that's the dollar, the euro, the yen, the pound, or any of the others, and that's going to work for the benefit of gold and silver, the bullion, and also the stocks that are exploring for and producing gold and silver. The Encompass Fund is a stock investor. We don't do futures. We don't do bullion. And we think that the stocks offer a good avenue to be to benefit from the continuing rise of gold and silver prices that we see coming. And that's going to be regardless of who's elected president. There'll be differences based upon who's elected and which party or parties control the houses of Congress in the United States. But the fact of the matter is there's going to be continued demand for gold and silver, and whether you do it in the form of bars or coins or the stocks involved in those, we think it's going to be beneficial.
At the risk of agreeing with everybody, I have to say one thing, though, and that is I'm a real believer in diversification, and as you know, Marshall, Kathy and I have put our money where our collective mouths are. We are 25% real estate, we are 25% the conventional stock market, and we're 50% hard assets. And within the area of hard assets, I think people need to also diversify to an extent. I think you need to have the commodity itself in a safe place. And you know, in the case of Big Al and Kathy, you know, we buy silver rounds purely and simply, and we take possession of them. We also have probably a greater portion of our allocation of funds in the hard asset sector in stocks and bonds, simply because I believe in the leverage that's available in the shares. Having said that, I got to tell you, I think people need to diversify. I think they need to have all aspects of that particular segment of the market. What do you guys think about that? Duncan?
Well, I'm a very keen mining enthusiast. I've got about 80 mining stocks, and 70 of them are on the TSX. So you're sort of singing to the choir. In fact, I have to thank you, Al, because I bought Petermint as my first ever share of Timmins on the worst day in 2008. And
you did very well.
And Petermint got taken out by Argonaut, and there's been a pile of other companies. But I've also watched how it's been knocked around, and you've got to have a pretty stiff constitution to be in the mining shares. So if you're an older person trying to set aside a store of wealth and you want to know, we're seeing a lot of our clients really turning towards gold. They're not taking focus off silver, but there's a lot of fear in the market about another crash coming. And so people have to be aware that owning gold and silver coins, bars, having a store of wealth outside your country, though, and the mining shares, it's just a balanced view.
Mr. Barrell.
Well, I would certainly concur, and when Big Al says be diversified, that's certainly very, very good advice. Diversified as to how you hold your assets, possibly where you hold them, depending on liquidity and efficiency and economics. And also, we are at the Silver Summit, and silver doesn't get as much attention as gold, generally speaking, but silver is an extremely attractive commodity currently, and particularly because on historical basis it's undervalued compared to gold. Silver is more volatile than gold, the bullion itself and the companies, and then silver companies to invest in them, and there's a far fewer number than there is gold. But silver is very attractive because it is an investment, a storehouse of value, and also about half the production of silver goes into products. There's the Apple made a big announcement this week, the iPad Mini. The iPad Mini and the rest of the Apple products and so many electronic products have silver in them, and that usage is increasing. Silver is being increasingly used in medical purposes and for other consumer and industrial purposes, and people should look more closely at silver, whether it's the bullion or the stocks, than they tend to do.
Okay, there you have it. The Encompass Fund, which, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to tell you, Big Al is an investor in, has been on our website for quite some time and will remain there. Stick around. We'll be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.